Happy Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, February the 21st, 2023. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 78, 17 through 20, and 52 through 55, 1 Kings 19, 9 through 18, and Romans 11, 1 through 6. And you can follow the link that I posted earlier today, and all those texts are up there. It's great. There's a hyperlink on it. Click on it. Take you right to it. You can read it yourself. If you want to pause this right now, you can come back to it. But those are our texts for today. But today I'm going to look at 1 Kings 19, 9 through 18, and talk about the Transfiguration, because that's what this past Sunday was, Transfiguration Sunday. And as I've said before, the texts that started last Thursday, leading up to Sunday, and that were preparing you for it, and then the texts that are leading through till, well, yesterday and today, are following up on that. Tomorrow's different. Usually Wednesday is included in that package, but tomorrow's Ash Wednesday, so find yourself a church. Go celebrate, well, yeah, observe Ash Wednesday. Anyway, the Transfiguration. So, we know this story. You probably heard it preached in church on Sunday. Jesus goes on the mountain to have a meeting with Moses and Elijah. Takes three of his disciples with him. You know, one of them being Peter with the big mouth. that's another story for another day. But he goes up there, and so you have this moment in time where the disciples witness three of God's anointed, and that's what they were. The word, the word Messiah that we use, or actually Christ, is based on Messiah, which is based on a Hebrew word, Mashiach, which I'm pretty sure I just butchered that pronunciation, but it means God's anointed. So Moses was Mashiach, Elijah was Mashiach, Jesus, so they were anointed by God for God's purpose. Jesus, though, being the Messiah, right? But here we have three of God's anointed at three different mountains, right? Three different times, but it's one God. So, you know, Moses met God on Mount Sinai, Elijah's meeting God in today's text, and hit that notification. and then Jesus is meeting with the two of them in God's presence, right? So, three different mountains, three different times, three different of God's anointed, but one God. That's tying them all together. that brings me back to Elijah, because, you know, in the story of the Transfiguration, we have these expectations that come from Peter and the other disciples there that kind of just, I don't want to say ruin the moment, but cause God to like intercede and say, no, this is what we're going to do. So there's expectations that we bring to these mountaintop experiences. You know, I wonder what Elijah's expectations were when he approached the mountain. He'd been told to, you know, hey, you have a meeting. You're going to come to the mountain. Does that mean the Transfiguration was like a Zoom meeting? Anyway, so he's going to the mountaintop to meet God, and I wonder if what his expectations were, you know, as he approached the mountain. Was he expecting God to find God in the storm? Was he expecting to find him in the earthquake? Was he expecting him to find him in the fire? Did the God of the silence that he found there meet his expectations? Was that a surprise to him? I think this is important because, you know, we're all looking for that mountaintop experience. Those of us who call ourselves people of faith, I think we're all looking for the mountaintop experience, and we're excited whenever we hear it, and then we run to it, and it doesn't somehow meet our expectations. I think most of the time, it's our noisy expectations that get in the way of meeting God in the silence. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day. We'll talk to you later. Boop.